Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough.
Even when times get rough. And you've had enough.
Still gotta try.
Now you know why I think that little Atlanta Rhythm Section song is the small business anthem for small business owners. Because that's what you do every day. Even when times are rough and you think you've had enough, you still gotta try. That's the way it works. That's how it is. Not every day, but sometimes many days in a row. But that's the way it is. But we love it. We love our businesses. I love mine. I hope you love yours. If you don't love yours, you know, give it some time. And if you still don't love it, then get rid of it. Just go do something else. It's not for everybody, Rob Jollis, is it?
No, I got to tell you, I wish people would say what you're saying a little bit more often. You know, build it, work it, grind it, fight it, and love it. But yeah. When you don't love it, Wasn't that the first brick you laid?
That's
right. Isn't that where it all started?
Rob Jollis, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. The author of the Road Warrior, the author of Mental Agility, the author of Customer Centered Selling. You got to check those out. A long time, 12-year member of our Brain Trust. Rob, the thing that I like to say is you got to think of your business as a teenager that never grows up. It's always got its hand out for more money than you can spend on it. Then you can afford to spend on it, and you will have plenty of times when you won't like it, but you always have to love it.
Yeah.
Now,
particularly in front of your client.
So don't get upset if you don't like your business, as long as you love it. But if you ever stop loving it, that's when you got to go somewhere else. Now, as you said, sometimes customers have an impact on all of this. Sometimes customers ask you to do something for them that causes you to go, Rob, what do you do about that?
You avoid the voices. You put your hands on your ears, metaphorically speaking.
And la, 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 la.
Well, because, you know, I just wrote a blog article this week about that. And the fact is that when I say the voices, I'm telling you that we all know what we built our business to do. I'm a sales trainer. I'll give you a quick story. I'm a sales trainer. And occasionally clients will say, well, you talk about sales. Can you talk about negotiation? It's almost sales training, isn't it? And I have a couple of modules. And, I'll carefully measure what the client wants. But then all of a sudden, I'll have a client say, well, you're a guy who speaks and motivates a room. Could you talk about change? And you think to yourself, well, no, I've actually never written anything about it, studied it. I'm really not the change guy. But what's the economy like, and how badly do I want to work with this client? In other words, Jim, you can see where we begin to stray sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we begin to say, I really want the business, but I'm not really trained to do what that mm-hmm. client's asking me to do. Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, when I was asked to talk about change, it was in Houston, and the first thing I said was not really skilled at that. The client who had used me before said, what do we normally pay you? And I said this. They said, we'll double it. We really want you to do this presentation. And the voices got louder.
Right.
And the voice, yeah, they got real loud. And then the voices convinced me that, you know, change is not just what we have in our pocket. I'll go to the library and read up about change. And now I've got a client who trusts me, who mm-hmm. I've earned the right to be their trusted business advisor.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you something else. Rob, when I first started my consulting company years ago, people would ask me to do things that I didn't know how to do. And at first I would act like I couldn't do it. But then I said, wait a minute, they're not hiring me to do this. They're hiring me to get it done. And so I would go out and I'll handle it. And I'd go find somebody who was an expert perhaps in that. And so, as you said, once you get to that point, in those days, I was a consultant. I wasn't selling. I was consulting, so to speak. But if you're in sales, you are consulting, And if you can do what you, Rob just said and what I just said, now you differentiate yourself, don't you, Rob, from all the other guys?
Absolutely. You know, I think I'm really not sure who coined that term trusted business advisor, but I've always loved that term. It doesn't belong to me. We just talked about trademarks. Not sure if it's registered, but it's someone else.
It is. It
but
is registered. Yeah.
Okay.
I know that it is.
You check that one out. But look what that author was saying. That author said, listen, you can be a friend, and that's great. Jim and I are friends. Friends are good. We don't do a lot of business with friends, but it's nice to have them. We could be a vendor, which is almost a four-letter word, meaning we're only in it for the business.
Mm-hmm.
If the client finds somebody who's a little less money, who plays a better round of golf, off they go, and don't get too upset because you're just a vendor.
Yeah.
But if you can kind of put those two together, and that means answer the question that Jim asked me with the same answer he just gave you, which is, look, this isn't something that I do, but I'll never promise you I can do something that I'm not trained to do well. But I'll tell you what I can do. I can make a few calls, see if I can find the right person for this job for you. That's what a trusted business advisor
does. One of my favorite things to do is when I get a question like that or when somebody says, what do you know about so-and-so? I say, well, I don't know, but I know who does. And I walk over to their desk, or in the old days, I walked over to their desk. And these days, I just take my phone out of my pocket and I call the person and I hand the phone to the person and say, this is a friend of mine. He'll help you. Now you talk about setting yourself apart from all the other guys, all the other competitors out there. That's how you do it, folks. And the way to the attitude you got to have when you go in, folks, with this is you got to say, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to help this company. If I sell them something, good for me. If somebody else gets the benefit of it, good for them. But either way, I'm going to help this company. If you go in with that attitude, you'll become what Rob just said. That business advisor. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.